With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas has freed the first two of six Israeli hostages due to be released today as part of the ceasefire deal. The BBC's Lise Doucette warns that heightened tensions between the adversaries clouds the future of the deal.
From the very beginning, since the ceasefire came into force on January 19th, there was huge doubt that the deal would ever get to that second phase, because it will mean that Israel has to withdraw all of its forces from the Gaza Strip, and it means the end of the war.
President Trump has fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Friday night move reported to be part of the president's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support the diversity and equity policies in the ranks. A new poll from AP NORC indicates a slight drop in confidence of Americans when it comes to the safety of air travel.
64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024. The poll was conducted shortly after the January 30th crash between a passenger jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., but before a Delta jet flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto.
As correspondent Amelia Thompson-DeVoe, a mixed reading on home sales in the U.S.
The National Association of Realtors reports sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 4.9% in January, dampened both by rising prices and mortgage rates, deterring many would-be home buyers despite greater inventory. At the same time, the seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million units was up 2% year over year.
That is correspondent George Williams reporting, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports not all bad news out there.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. It's a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for an employee constitute a form of harassment. This is SRN News. The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO has appeared in court for the first time since his arraignment on state murder and terror charges. Luigi Mangione attended a hearing on Friday in a bulletproof vest and shackles. The Justice Department has opened up an investigation into the Medicare billing practices of UnitedHealthcare Group.
The Wall Street Journal reports that federal officials have launched a civil fraud investigation into how the healthcare giant records diagnoses that result in extra payments for its Medicare Advantage plans. UnitedHealthcare is the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans in the U.S., but it's been under pressure in recent quarters because of increased use by customers and rate cuts. In pre-market trading, shares of United Health Group dropped more than 10%. The company had no immediate comment on the report. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.